play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
And we are underway here at John Field Gymnasium. Streaks win the tip, but turn it over. Springfield back the other way with the basketball. Streaks in their home white, trimmed in silver and black. Springfield in their road red, trimmed in black and white. Three-pointer from the right wing, up and good by their 5'5 senior guard, Brooklyn Crum. Streaks trail 3-0. Now a steal on the inbound. Layup up and good by Sarah Cross. So a quick 5-point run to start the game by the Springfield Senators. Quickly back the other way. Kayla Townsend drives in and gets her shot blocked by the 6'2". Ellie Brandt. And Springfield has it again. This is Cross down the right side lane. Lays it up. No. Kylie Townsend down with a rebound. Gives to Raina Gully. To Kayla Townsend. Left wing on the dribble. Working against a man-to-man defense. Out to Raina between the circles. Just underway here. Streaks start the same way they have. Raina Gully, Shaylee Foreen, Kayla Townsend, Kylie Townsend, and Lexi Daniels. This is Kylie Townsend between the circles, left wing to Lexi Daniels. Lexi dribbles right, picks up, gives to Shaylee, top of the key. Now right wing it goes to Kayla Townsend. Kayla with three threes in the ballgame last night, and she's fouled as she tries to drive baseline. Abby Rash, a 5'11 freshman, steps in front and picks up the first foul of the ballgame.
Well, you discussed with Coach Massey yesterday about the amount of intense pressure we're going to see against this team. Springfield really likes to come out with that man-to-man and really attack the ball defensively. You've got to look for the overplays and try to go backdoor.
Cross, a 5'6 senior, just knocked the inbound out of bounds. Streaks will trigger again from the right baseline. Shaylee with it on the right baseline outside the three-point arc. Terena on the right wing. She's going to bring it back out and reset for the Streaks. Brooklyn Crum, 5'5 senior. Kyra Webster, 5'8 senior. Sarah Cross, 5'6 senior. Ellie Brandt, 6'2 senior. Abby Rash, a 5'11 freshman, starting for Springfield as Raina Gully gets it down on the right block, puts it up, but she can't hit the shot, but she is fouled. The foul goes against Cross. That is her first foul, second team foul now on Springfield. They got some size, but their leading scorer actually not starting this afternoon because she had missed a practice, and that is Montiana Pulliam, a 5'11 junior.
First shot up and good from Raina. Good inside-out game right there from Kayla to Kylie. She went inside to her sister, but unfortunately, Kylie a little short on the shot after Webster came over, and Raina did a good job getting the O-board and getting the foul, so she hits both free throws to put the Streaks on the board, 5-2.
6:23 to play first quarter across midcourt. This is Crum with it. Right of the center circle goes to Webster. Out high right side to Cross. Now top of the key it goes to Crum. Out high left side, Webster dribbles right, pulls back. Nice backdoor pass to Cross, and she missed the easy shot. Gets her own rebound, though, and she lost a handle. Picking it up was Abby Rash on the right side. She puts it up and in.
Streaks have got to limit offensive rebounds. That's going to hurt them all game long if they let it.
And Streaks nearly throw it away, able to run it down as Lexi Daniels. Now Raina with it out right of the center circle, and she'll direct traffic. Gives to Kylie Townsend on high left side, to Shaylee on high right side, to Raina on the right wing. Gives to Kylie Townsend running down the right side of the lane. She puts it up, can't hit the shot, but she is fouled by Abby Rash.
That's going to be her second, and it looked like she had all ball there on Kylie, but Kylie gets the benefit of the call, and we'll head now to the free throw line.
Rash, a 5'11 senior, and Brad Scheffler said that they are not as athletic as they have been the past few years. Kylie Townsend hits the first of two free throws. Said they're not as athletic. He said, in fact, their whole conference is it, but they're obviously a team. They've got decent athletes, and they've got a lot of length, and they play hard. Second shot for Kylie Townsend. Bounces off, no good. Rebound comes to Brandt. Now this is Crum with it, dribbling out high right side, working against Raina Gully. Gets to Cross on the right wing. Now right baseline, it goes to Brandt. Now top of the key, this is Crum with it in the paint. Now kicking out to Webster, left baseline for three. That bounces off, no good. Lexi Daniels with a rebound for the Streaks. To Raina. Raina Gully across midcourt, right of the center circle. Swings it over to Kayla Townsend, left wing, wide open three. Good!
Big three.
Right up where she left off last night.
Yeah, big three right there by Kayla. Streaks needed a little bit of a spark. She was wide open on the far side wing. Reyna, the vision to get her to the ball, and just a nice little shot.
And Reyna shows those quick hands right there, knocked the ball away from Webster, and Springfield will have it back on the near sideline. 7-6, Springfield leads. Kayla Townsend with a career varsity career high of 15 last night, including 3 3-pointers. Kaylin Boydston checks in for the Streaks, Emily Meinert as well, as Shaylee and Reyna will get a break. This is Brandt on the right wing. Pass over the top, and nice job by Kaylin Boydston getting there to break it up, and there's a tie-up, and the possession arrow points toward the Senators. Just under 5 minutes to play in the first half. Streaks trail 7-6. Webster to inbound from the left baseline. Got it to Brandt on the right block. She dribbles out looking for help.
Oh, there's a push traveled. Off. Oh, yeah. They'll give her the travel.
I say she leaned in with her kind of both the shoulder and pushed off with that left arm, but traveled in the process and got called for that.
I'm sure the Streaks would have rather had the offensive foul, but they'll take the turnover nonetheless.
Full court pressure from the Senators, and they're pretty much staying man-to-man on it. Streaks break it easily. Kylie Townsend to Kayla Townsend, left wing to Kaylin Boydston between the circles. She dribbles right and gives to Emily Meinert, right wing. Top of the key, it's Kylie Townsend. Back to Kaylin Boydston, out high left side. Swing it over to Lexi Daniels, right wing. Top of the key, Emily Meinert. Over the top pass, tipped up by Kylie Townsend. Pass was short, and that's all Kylie could do, and Springfield comes up with it. This is Cross. Left wing to Crum, stops and fires a three. That's hard off the back iron, and the rebound's going to go off of, well, Emily Meinert was coming down with it, and Brandt knocked it away, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. 7-6 the Springfield lead, 4:20 to play here in the first quarter. And the inbound nearly knocked away, but Kaylin Boydston comes up with it. Now a blocking foul is going to go against Brooklyn Crum. She was kind of wrong place, wrong time there, as Kaylin had just come down with the ball and turned, and Crum was not set and got in her way. That is her first foul, and now the fourth team foul on Springfield. Shaylee back in, Reyna back in, as Kayla Townsend will get a break. So more comparable size on the floor now for the Streaks, as Reyna brings it across in the center circle. Up high right side, Emily Meinert between the circles to Shaylee. Now it's Reyna with it on high left side to Lexi on the right wing. Down to Shaylee, down on the block, turns, lays it up and in.
Great game right there. The Streaks were able to get the ball down to Shaylee after she had set the screen for Lexi, and she had a nice little pin.
Healdsburg has their first lead, 8-7. Now left baseline, Brandt with a 17-footer is no good, and the ball goes off of the substitute that came in, Ozzy Arawele, 5'5 sophomore for Springfield. So the Streaks will bring up the lead to the court, now with an 8-7 lead. Inbound pass knocked away and saved inbounds by Webster, but Reyna Gully comes up with it. Reyna on the run, turned into two-on-two break, tried to bounce for Emily Meinert. She couldn't get it. Lexi picks up on the right baseline for three. That's too strong. And the rebound comes down to Cross. Down to Arawele. She lays it up right side. No good, but Kaylin Boydston got there to bother. Got a piece of her arm, though, as well. First foul of the ball game on the Streaks. 3:37 to play first quarter. Streaks leading 8-7.
It didn't look like Emily was looking for the ball right there, Tom, and she's got to be aware when Reyna's come up the floor, because Reyna's the kind of point guard that's going to look for that pass most of the time, and she saw that she could get a little wrap around to Emily, and Emily, just not looking for it, didn't get her hands on it.
Arawele's first free throw is no good. As into the ball game, Ashley Robinson, a 5'3 sophomore, checks in, and Manchiana Pulliam, 5'11 junior, in for the Senators. Second shot for Arawele is off the back iron. Rebound, Emily Meinert. Outlet to Reyna Gully. On the run across midcourt right side. Gets to Shaylee on the run. Kicks out to Lexi. Right baseline for three. Good! Great inside, outside again. Great recognition by Shaylee. She knew she was off balance coming down. Kicked it right out to Lexi. Now quickly back the other way. Nice bounce for Pulliam. And she laid it up and in. And foul is going to be called on, I believe, Shaylee. I'm not sure. Oh, no. It goes against Lexi Daniels. So Manchiana Pulliam makes her presence felt right away. Chance of the three-point play. Lexi Daniels with her first foul, second team foul on the Streaks.
Yeah, nice shot back on the offensive end by the Silver Streaks. We've seen them with some good ball movement here early on, and that really benefited them there. Defensive end, they're still looking a little bit tired. They have been a little slow on their rotations.
Well, and this is just the second game of the season for Springfield. They played on Tuesday night, and this is three games and three nights for the Streaks. Free throw was good, 11-10 Streaks. This is Reyna Gully out high right side. Now to Lexi, top of the key. In the paint to Shaylee down the left block. Left hand up and good. Right over Pulliam. Nice move. Nice entry pass from Lexi.
And Shaylee does such a great job sealing when she gets in her post position.
Pulliam drives from the left wing. Shot is off the mark, bothered by Shaley, and Shaley has a rebound. Outlet to Kalen Boydson. Kalen on the run across midcourt right side. Bounces for Lexi. Right baseline for three. Good! First second of the ball game, and Brad Scheffler calls timeout. He'll take a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 2:40 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 16-10. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Selecting a football coach is a lot like considering your insurance agent. A great coach puts together the best team possible to win the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance in Galesburg. Consider me your coach when selecting the right insurance plan and deductibles for your home, so if your home gets tackled, you're able to finish the game. And our money-saving out-of-home discount is a perfect defense. So stop by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street for Savea Mutual Insurance.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
2:40 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 16-10. They took their first lead at 8-7 and have not looked back. A couple of threes from Lexi Daniels, one from Kayla Townsell, and a couple of nice post moves by Shaley Florine on good Streaks ball movement, and they now hold the six-point lead. Galesburg comes out with full-court pressure out of the Springfield timeout. Webster inbounds to Pulliam, and she's a post player that handles the ball well. Down, right down the middle, spins in the paint, traveled though. Yeah. Nice job by Shaley. Yeah, Shaley even made the call. helped Gary Geiger out a little bit. He didn't need help on that one though. She made the spin move and then kind of stopped and shuffled her feet. So the Streaks get it back on the Springfield turnover, and Gilder had a little bit of trouble getting it inbounds. Now Raina though on the run, and she's going to pull it out and set up the offense for the Streaks. Right wing to Shaley, back to Raina, top of the key. Raina stops, fires a three out high right side, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Cross for Springfield. To Arawele, now Webster left wing. She'll penetrate, the runner is up off the glass, too hard. Rebound tipped up by Shaley, and coming up with it is Lexi Daniels. Lexi across midcourt right side, gives to Raina right of the center circle. And Coach Massey calls out a play. And it's Kayla Townsville out high on the right side to Shaley at the high post. Kicks to Lexi on the right baseline. Lexi takes it out to the wing. Kicks out to Kayla, right of the center circle. Now Raina Gully between the circles on the dribble. Gets a pick from Shaley. Stops and nice pass over the top to Shaley. Lay it up. No, but she got fouled. Cross as Shaley was bringing it up. Cross was right across the top of her right arm, so she couldn't get a real good look at it. Came close, but Cross picks up her second foul.
Great job right there on Shaley. She went out as if she was going to set the screen, and at the last second slipped out. Pulliam stayed high, so it made for an easy angle to get that pass in there.
Almost kind of the pick and fade on that play, right. Somewhat. First free throw up and good by Shaley. She actually didn't even get to the foul line last night, and she shot really well this season. In fact, I think she's only missed one. 17-10 Streaks, 1:44 to play here in the first quarter. Second shot is up and good as well. Six for Shaley, six for Lexi. Three for Kayla Townsville. Quickly back the other way. Webster lays it in as they beat the Streaks back. Webster gets back on the right side, lays it up and in. That's her first basket, 18-12 Streaks.
I think that was actually Arawele.
I'm sorry, yep, Arawele. That is right. I marked it the wrong way. Now a nice dish underneath to Shaley, right side, lay it up and in. I didn't get who the assist came from.
I think it was from Kylie.
Now on the left wing, this is Webster. Drives baseline, shot blocked by Kayla Townsville. Kylie Townsville comes up with a rebound. This is Lexi, right wing, penetrates, now kicks out to Raina, out high on the right side, swing it to Kayla Townsville, left baseline for three, short, and gets her own rebound, and gets bumped from behind, no call, but gets it out to Kylie Townsville. Now it is Raina between the circles, hands off to Kylie Townsville, she'll dribble right with under a minute to play, down the right side of the lane, got between two defenders, lays it up and in, first basket for Kylie Townsville, she's got three, and make it 22-12 Streaks, 45 to play. Quickly back the other way. Nice bounce from Arawele to Pulliam. She's on the left side, puts it up off the glass and in. She's got five of their 14, 22-14. Raina down the right side. Nice bounce for Shaley running the floor. She lays it up and in. Make it 24-14, 29 seconds to play.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if Springfield continues to run with the Streaks, because right now the Streaks are getting the better of them.
I'm getting tired just watching, trying to keep up here. So now it looks like Springfield's going to work for one with 17 seconds to play. Webster on the dribble, right of the center circle. Knocked away by Kayla Townsend, finally gets it back. And I don't know how that's not a five call.
Yeah, she's going back
My goodness, forth in the
same area.
Yeah, now she fires up a wild three with 8 seconds to play. Rebound to Raina. Down court to Kayla Townsend. Lays it up with the left hand and good. Nice recognition by Raina Gully to find Kayla streaking down the floor. First quarter comes to an end. After one, it is Galesburg 26, Springfield 14. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
First quarter in the books, the Galesburg Silver Streaks with a 12-point lead, 26-14 over the Springfield High Senators. Nice job by the Streaks, and Eric, as you said, one, as far as the running game goes, the Streaks are getting the better of it, but this is the most running we've seen in a game thus far this year. Both teams really getting up and down the court.
Yeah, both teams really getting after it, and the Streaks doing a nice job of pushing the tempo and also making sure that they don't just score and then not get back down. We've seen them get better in the defensive transition. It looked a little sloppy early in the game. The Streaks were down 5-0 coming out of the gate, 7-2, and then finally they were able to find themselves and really got moving. And from the point it was... From the point it was 7-3, the Streaks have outscored them 23-7.
So the Streaks with a lead, 26-14. Of course, we'll have Illinois Fighting Illini basketball coming up later for you. The Illini football team was trailing when we left that game, and we'll get an update on that coming up. But Fighting Illini basketball will be able to bring you that in its entirety tonight, as they are. Basketball tonight, they had Chattanooga. Tennessee Chattanooga, yep. And that game, I believe that's one in Springfield at the Prairie Capital Convention Center again. They're one of their home games they're playing there, and that'll be 6:30 tonight, so I'm not sure if we'll have the 5:30 pregame or not, but at least 6:30 for the tip of that game here tonight on WGIL. That was a really, really long timeout.
Yeah, I don't know why that quarter break has been so long.
Yeah, That had to be at least a minute and a half.
No, longer than that.
Well, longer than that actually had to be at least 2 minutes.
Right, I was going to say, we had our whole break.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. All right, so the Streaks have it to start the second quarter. Kaylin Boydston's out there along with Kayla Townsell, Raina Gully, Kylie Townsell, and Shaylee Florine. Top of the key, it's Shaylee. Right wing to Raina. Raina looks over the defense and dribbles out and brings it back out high, out between the circles. Working against Webster. Now gets a pick from Shaylee, dribbles right down the right side lane, too hard on the shot, pulling him down with a rebound, outlet to Crum. Crum to Webster, Webster across midcourt in the center circle, working against Kaylin Boydson. Out high left side, it goes to Pulliam. Now top of the key, this is a new player, Michaela Richardson, a 5'10 sophomore, or junior, missed the three-pointer and crossed with a rebound. Now it's Webster, and she dribbled it out of bounds. And she was trying to act like it didn't go off of her last hit. I think maybe Kayla Townsend got a hand on it, but it went off of Webster last, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Lexi Daniels back in, and she replaces Kaylin Boydson. A little extra rest for Lexi. I saw her in the hallway earlier. She had a shoe off. It looked like she might have been hobbling just a little bit, but, you know, 3 games in 3 days.
Right. You're going to have some aches.
Yeah, even as a young high schooler. Kayla Towns, a right wing, spins, picks up her dribble, looks for help. Now up and under off the glass, misses a shot. Nice move by Kaylin. She gets her own rebound. Shaylee kept it alive. Now it's Lexi between the circles. Gives to Raina in the center circle. Out high right side, it goes to Shaylee. Between the circles, Kylie Townsell gives way to Raina out high left side. Shaylee in the post, turns, faces up, spins left to the baseline off the glass, short with a shot, rebound to Pulliam. Nice move by Shaylee, didn't get the shot to fall. Quickly back the other way, this is Richardson, lays it up right side, can't hit. Kylie Townsell will be called for the foul. Not a bad foul by Kylie, kept her from making the easy layup, but going to the free throw line will be Michaela Richardson, 5'10 and a junior.
Well, after scoring 10 points in the first quarter last night, we see Shaylee with 10 points in the first quarter this afternoon.
6:41 to play in the half, 26-14 Streaks. Now make it 15 as Richardson hits the first free throw. Back into the Springfield lineup, Ellie Brandt, 6'2 senior, replacing Montiana Pulliam. So we trade 5'11 for 6'2 on the Springfield side. Second shot is up and good for Richardson. A little bit shorter bench for the Streaks as the sophomores are also playing right now. So you've got Megan Lingefelter, Hannah Huppenbauer, and Andrea Sampson all playing in the sophomore game over at the Fieldhouse. Nice interior pass to Shaley from Reyna, and Shaley goes up and under, and a foul's going to be called on Brandt.
Brandt, I'm guessing.
Looked like a Kevin McKeel move there. Faked again, then up and under, and Shaley's going to go to the free throw line with two shots. 6:23 to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 26-16.
As part of Shaley's 10-point first quarter, she was 2-for-2 from the free throw line. She hit the first one there. Streaks now up 27-16.
As Emily Minert waits to check in for Shaley.
Coach Massey being very liberal here in the early season, getting Shaley and Reyna rest early in games.
As Shaley hits the second. So 12 points for Shaley, and Emily Minert will check in. 5'11 sophomore for the Streaks. Full court pressure. Lexi Daniels up guarding the ball. It'll be crossed to inbound. Looks for help, looking and looking. Finally gets it in, nearly stolen away, but coming up with it is Richardson. Across midcourt, left side, goes to the wing and lost the handle on it, and it's going to go back to the Streaks. Reyna was here to bother her, might have gotten a piece of it, and then Richardson didn't try to grab it, knocked it out of bounds.
Yeah, just kind of an unforced turnover. She just looked like she got going a little quicker than she could handle.
So Reyna will set for the Streaks to Kayla Townsend out high on the left side. Now Emily Minert, top of the key, right wing to Reyna. Gives to Kayla Townsend down on the right block, up off the glass and in. Nice play by the Streaks, set up well. Nice pass from Reyna to Kayla. She lays it up and in. She's got 7, make it 30-16. Now Richardson drives down the right side of the lane, can't hit the shot. A push is going to be called. I think Kayla Townsend is going to get the foul. And it does go against Kayla. That is her first foul, 14th foul on the Streaks. So this is actually Webster going to the free throw line with two shots.
On the other end, Kayla had a real nice little circle cut through the lane. She was able to come from one side to the other with a little arc to it and was able to slide right into the block and get it the ball for an easy layup.
First free throw good. That's the first point of the afternoon for Kyra Webster. As Shaley and Lexi Daniels check back in, as does Kaylin Boydston.
Streaks go with the two big posts now with Minert and Shaley back into the game together.
Second shot is good, 30-18 Streaks. Now they're going to pull off the full court pressure. Streaks were getting too many easy looks off of that. 5:45 to play first half, 30-18 Streaks. Emily Minert right wing, Shaley top of the key out high left side to Kaylin. Looks over the defense. Was trying to look to get into the high post. Now has to get to Emily Minert down high left side. Gets to Kayla Townsend, drives left baseline. Puts the shot up, no, but she's pushed from behind. And it's going to be either
Webster.
Kyra Webster with her first foul. And that's now 16 fouls. Or no, that's the seventh. So the Streaks will be in the bonus for the rest of the half. Kayla Townsend to the free throw line with two shots. Nice job. She's got a really good quick first step and got the inside position there as she hits the first free throw. 8 points for Kayla Townsend, 15 last night for Kayla Townsend, the 5'6 junior, and she hits the second as well. 32-18 Streaks. Cross, or rather Crum on the dribble, left baseline to Brandt, left wing, this is Webster. Dribbles right, nearly lost it, now picks up and gives high post to Brandt. She'll turn and fire the 16-footer, bounces around and falls through. Ellie Brandt, their 6'2 post player, steps out and shows nice touch. That's her first basket, 32-20 Streaks.
Yeah, very nice look for the 6'2 post player.
Shaley, top of the key with it, out high right side to Kaylin. Now at high left side, Kayla Townsend for three. Good! Her second of the ball game. And she's got 12. And now on the inbound, Kayla knocks it away. It's going to go back to Springfield.
She's really becoming aggressive offensively. We've seen that kind of growing through the first four games here, Tom. Last night, obviously, a big game for her. She got 15, and she's going to head to the bench here. But a great job right now looking for her shot.
12 points, and, yeah, I think, you know, once she hit that first three, you could just see the confidence as she shot from there on out. Now Kaylin Boyston knocks it away in the backcourt, and it's going to go back to Springfield as Webster, rather than even trying to pick it up and having to dribble against Kaylin again, just blocked her off and let it go out of bounds in front of the Springfield bench. Raina Gully checked in for Kayla Townsend, by the way. Cross inbounds to Webster in the backcourt, and she wants to get rid of it. Now working against Reyna, finally gets it to the right hand and runs it across midcourt. And
we're going to
call
Reyna.
A bump on Reyna, yeah. Yeah, Reyna called for the bump. I don't think it impeded her progress in any way, but there was a bump there. First foul on Reyna in the ball game. with 4:35 to play here in the first half. Inbound comes to cross, working against Kalen Boydson. Top of the key, steps back, now gives high post to Brandt. Brandt tries to drive, cut off by Shaylee Florin, gives to Crum. Crum penetrates, drops it off. Ooh, a foul's going to be called on Shaylee. It was Abby Rash in there, the 5'11 freshman. Shot was blocked, but Shaylee picks up the foul.
Well, the unfortunate thing for Shaylee right there is if she stays straight up, Tom, she's going to get a block anyway. She swung her hand down and may have gotten all ball, but a lot of times once you bring that hand down, it's going to be called a foul.
So Rash at the free throw line. First shot is up and good. And they're going to bring another young, tall player in as the 6'2 Brandt goes to the bench. Checking in will be Nicole Suela, a 5'10 freshman. So Rash and Suela, 5'11 and 5'10, both just freshmen. Second shot is up, and that is good as well. 35-22 streaks, 4:20 to play here in the first half. Raina Gully to set for the streaks. Dribbles right. Nice pick from Shaylee. Raina picks up on the wing, gives to Emily Miner, top of the key. Now it's Kalen Boydson with it between the circles on the dribble to Emily Miner, out high left side, left wing. Lexi Daniels fakes right, goes left to the baseline, now gives to Emily Miner at the high post, gives to Shaylee, top of the key, right wing, Kalen Boydson. She'll drive toward the baseline, lost her footing a little bit, the ball gets knocked away, and it's picked up by Suela. Suela on the dribble. This is crossed down the right side, lay it up short, rebound tipped around, Lexi Daniels comes down with it for the streaks. Now it's Raina on the run, right side. Stops out high right side and gives to Kalen Boyson. She'll bring it between the circles. Kalen on the dribble gets picked from Shaylee down the left side. Lay it up with the right hand. Blocked, though. Nice defensive play by Rash. And quickly back the other way. This is Crum over the top to Cross. Lay it up and missed it. Rebound comes down to Crum on the weak side. Put it up off the glass. No. Tipped up by Emily Minard. Shaylee Florine comes up with it. Outlet to Raina on the run. Two-on-two break. Raina hesitates. Gets in the paint. Now has to kick it out to Kalen Boyson. Swing it over to Lexi on the right wing, and the streaks will reset. Raina, top of the key with it. Dribbles right, pick from Emily Miner, goes to the baseline, leans in, gets pushed, shot is up, no good, but a block is going to be called on Rash. Nice move by Raina. She knew she was going to endure some contact there, kind of put the hip out as she went up in the air to help with the contact. Couldn't get the shot to fall, but Raina goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 2 points on 2 for 2 from the line thus far.
Rash's third foul of the game. Pulliam's going to come in and probably get her now. She at the scores table, and she will. Also coming into the game for the streak, the Townsville girls will come in. Kalen heads to the bench, and so does Emily.
First free throw good by Raina Gully. Second shot for Raina up. That one is good as well. She's got 4, all from the free throw line. 37-22 streaks, 3:05 to play, first half. Robinson back in, gives way to Cross. She'll get it across midcourt, right side. Out on the dribble between the circles. Picks up, gives left wing to Crum. Down on the block, Pulliam spins back toward the baseline. Shot partially blocked by Shaylee. Nice job, Shaylee with a rebound. Shaylee, as you said, got there, cut her off going toward the baseline, had the hand straight up. Now, quickly back the other way. Kayla Townsend lays it up, got it, and she is fouled. Foul's going to go against Brooklyn Crum. Kayla went up and had to kind of flip it up with the left hand there, kind of a finger roll, got it up off the glass and in, and she's got a chance at a traditional three-point play. Kayla now with 14 points in the ball game.
Free throw here, and she can match her career high that she set last night.
So Crum with her second foul. She goes to the bench. She's replaced by Ozzy Arawele. Shot for Kayla Townsend. Out the back iron, no good. Pulliam runs down the rebound. 39-22 streaks, 2:40 to play first half. This is Cross. Gives to Arawele out high on the right side. She'll put it on the floor against Raina. Crosses over. Nice bounce down to the left baseline, and Suela had to dribble it to pick it up, and ooh, now a foul. I think they're going to call Kylie.
Yeah, I was going to say, this should be on Kylie and not Shaylee, because Shaylee got there after, and it will be.
So Cross going down the left side on the feed, and as she went up for the shot, I think Shaylee got a piece of the ball, but Kylie Townsend had a hand on her. That's her second foul. 17 fouls down the streaks as Cross hits the first free throw. She's got 3 in the ball game. 2:24 to play in the half. Streaks lead 39-23. Sarah Cross, 5'6", senior for Springfield, hits the second as well. A little bit of token full-court pressure. Now they'll drive back, and Raina will bring it across right of the center circle. Gives to Kylie Townsend down the right side of the lane. Kylie tried to dump it off to Shaylee, but it got stolen away by Arawele. Arawele down the right side, lays it up short, and a rebound grabbed by Pulliam. Pulliam kicks out. Now this is Cross for 3, out high on the left side. Good. I thought it looked like from here she might have been standing on the line, but nope, they say she was behind. Megan 39-27, under 2 minutes to play here in the first half. Streaks with the lead. Reyna spins right from the top of the key down to the right baseline. Got on the spin, lost control of it, and then Lexi comes up with it. And Coach Massey called a timeout. And
30
this is going to be a 30. So 1:42 to play in the half. Streaks with a 39-27 lead, and Springfield trying to get some momentum heading toward the end of the first half.
Yeah, you know, Springfield's shown that defensive intensity we saw early in the game, and they kind of just lost that that push after the Streaks got some big baskets. And you, now that they're kind of pulling out of doing the full court press, it seems to be helping because they're having more of that energy to try to shut the Streaks down in the half court.
1:42 to play here in the first half. Streaks leading 39-27. See if we can get you an update on the Illini-Minnesota football game here. Let's see. Nope, it's a final. Minnesota wins it. Palindrome score 32-23. The Fighting Illini lose up at a snowy Minnesota today. 32-23 the final.
So they're going to have to beat Northwestern next week to
good
be
luck with that.
Eligible.
Good luck with that.
At Soldier Field.
All right, Streaks with it. Lexi Daniels to Shaley down the left block. Nice move against Pulliam. Pulliam got a hand on the shot and blocked it, though. Now this is Arawele. Kicks it off to Robinson. Misses a shot. Kayla Townsville skies for the rebound. Gets it to Lexi, right wing. Picks up. Now Reyna out high on the right side with 1:20 to play. Dribbles left. Gets picked from Kylie Townsville. Picks up on the wing. Top of the key, Shaley. Going to fire right inside the three-point arc. Off the back iron, too strong. And a rebound run down by... Well, we're going to have a tie-up. Nice hustle by Kayla Townsville. It looked like Kylie Townsville was grabbing her ankle or shin a little bit, but she's going to get up and walk it off, and the possession arrow points toward Springfield. Shaley actually was a good look on the shot. Didn't she end up hitting a three at some point last year?
Yeah, I think she had one last year. I don't remember if we were up at Sterling.
Yeah, or somewhere. She didn't attempt like too that. Many, but she did hit one. Pulliam out high on the left side. 1 minute to play in the half. And now she's going to pull the trigger on a three. Missed it. And a rebound comes down to Reyna. Or, excuse me. Reyna Cully. Now this is Shaley down on the right block. And a push is going to be called on Pulliam as Shaley spun toward the lane. And I thought Shaley did the smart thing defensively down there, just kind of daring Pulliam to pull the trigger on that three. I mean, she wasn't going to do it at first and then had nowhere else to go with the ball and finally threw it up there.
No, I agree. I think that's one of those situations where you just have to make them prove that they can do that.
Because she's a pretty decent ball handler. We saw her drive penetrate from out high on the left side one other time. Shaley at the free throw line for the one and bonus. First one is up and good. She's got 12 in the game. As Emily Miner checks in, she replaces Kylie Townsville. 43.9 to play. 40-27 is the Streaks' lead.
She's got 13 in the game. That was her fifth free throw.
I'm sorry.
So now she has 14. Yeah, she hits that one as well.
So 40 seconds to play. Make it a 41-27 Streaks lead. This is Robinson to Pulliam, and she traveled with it. Yeah, caught the ball on the left wing, and she even knew it. She stepped one way, then stepped the other way, then put the ball on the floor. As Webster will check back in, and she's going to replace Robinson. Streaks will bring up the length of the court. 33.4 to play here in the half. Streaks leading 41-27. Reyna Gully with it. On the dribble, goes to the right, pulls it back out now, high right side. Now Shaley, top of the key, left wing to Kayla. Dribbles right, gets a pick from Shaley, stops and fires a three. Missed that one. Shaley with a rebound up, blocked by Pulliam. And Shaley looks like she might, she's getting up a little bit slow. She's hobbled a little bit. Hope nothing's too serious here. Now she looks all right. Now goes to Pulliam down the left block. Shot is up and good. Emily Miner got there to kind of bother her a little bit, but Pulliam puts it up and in, and the first half comes to an end. Good half for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, the first, I guess, real challenge they've gotten so far this season, but they're handling it well. At halftime, it is Galesburg 41, Springfield 29. We'll come back and bring our halftime program. We'll run down the scoreboard. We will run down the halftime stats and talk more about this one. Streaks lead at 41-29 at halftime. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets. Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the cost, with a color pattern to match your decor. These countertops can be built for new areas as well as laid over existing countertops. They offer superior quality and exceptional value. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, and by Caring Hands Animal Clinic. Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Bard Optical on Henderson Street.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings, because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
You know the story of Hansel and Gretel, where Hansel left breadcrumbs on the trail so they could find their way home? That's what can happen when you shop at stores on Black Friday or shop online Cyber Monday. You could leave breadcrumbs behind, and not the kind used for Thanksgiving stuffing. Breadcrumbs of personal information thieves can use to steal your identity and take what's yours. At LifeLock, we have proprietary technology to detect a range of threats to your identity. And unlike free credit monitoring that only tells you if your credit score has changed, we have a U.S.-based team to help clean things up if you end up with a messy identity theft on your hands. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can shop till you drop and feel better protected. Plans start at $9.99 a month. Sign up by November 29th, and you'll get 15% off your entire first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code 15OFF.
From the WGIL studio, I'm Nick Simpson. Just a reminder, the 32nd annual Harvest Time Share-a-thon is continuing until 6 p.m. this evening, even during our GHS game right now. To make your pledge, call 342-9194. The goal for this year is $50,000. Currently, we're at $41,270. Again, to make your pledge, call 342-9194. Back to Tom and Eric at the GHS girls basketball game.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Springfield Senators 41-29. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along here at John Thiel Gym. Game four of the Thanksgiving tournament and the regular season. Just the second game of the season for the Senators, who come in with a 1-0 record. They beat Metamora on Tuesday night. But the Streaks, a really, really good first half of basketball. They led 26-14 at the end of the first quarter, now up 41-29 at half. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. As we mentioned, the Fighting Illini football team lost to the Minnesota Golden Gophers 32-23 earlier today up at Minnesota. The games from last night in the tournament, there were only two games here at John Thiel Gym. It was Metamora over Alleman 60-51. Of course, the Streaks beat Illini West 73-52. There's only been one other game here today due to the weather, and that had Peoria Christian defeating East Peoria 57-43. How the rest of the tournament stacks up, I don't know. I guess there's going to be some other games. Brad Scheffler was telling me they were going to be playing, Dunlap, sometime either, I guess, two games maybe next weekend or sometime this upcoming week. But on the schedule for next Friday, it'll be here at John Thiel Gym, Metamora and United Township at noon, Knoxville and Metamora at 3:30. And then those are the only two games on the schedule. Saturday, things will get underway at 10:30 at the Fieldhouse, Illini West and East Peoria. Also, all the games except the Streaks game will be at the Fieldhouse. Springfield Alamann at noon, Knoxville Illini West at 3, East Peoria Springfield at 4:30, Alamann Dunlap at 6. And then at 6:30 here at John Field Gym, the Streaks will take on Peoria Christian. That'll precede the boys' game next Saturday night. Now, the girls in between will have a conference game coming up on Tuesday. We'll play host to United Township in a conference game, and we'll have that one here on WGIL, of course. And then the boys will tip off their season Wednesday night against East Peoria here in the Thanksgiving tournament. Brad and Jim will have all that action for you. Again, the score here, 41-29 at halftime. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. We'll take a timeout, come back with our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
One call does it all, and that call is to us, Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Hi, I'm Neil Thomas. You already call us when your drains clog, your air conditioning quits, or your furnace goes out, but how about a bathroom remodel? With just one call to us, we take care of the entire project so you don't have to work with four or five contractors. Leave the worries of coordinating all the different trades required to complete your project to us. It's that simple. So give us a call today for a free estimate at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts. And by Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible. Corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street.
The Happy Honda Day sales event is going on right now at Bob Lindsay Honda. It's the best time to get deep discounts on all remaining 2015 Hondas.
Or check out the all-new redesigned 2016 Honda Civic with available turbocharged engine, Apple CarPlay, and Android Auto. The all-new Civic has never looked better.
Our lot is overstocked with great selection of new Hondas. Ask about our manager row, where we feature special vehicles priced to sell.
We can help you find the right car at the right price.
Where it's more than a car,
it's a Honda.
The official WGIL forecast, partly sunny for the rest of this afternoon. A high near 31, partly cloudy, colder tonight with a low 7 above with wind chill readings as cold as 6 below. Mostly sunny, a high 32 tomorrow, lowest wind chill readings in the morning, 4 below to 6 above. And then tomorrow night, clear, not as cold, a low 25. Monday, sunny and warmer, a high near 40. Right now in downtown Galesburg, it's 29 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
With the Yum Ford Pro Football Pick'em, there's a weekly winner as well as a grand prize of $500 and more. Pick your teams now at WGIL.com.
We are back here at John Field Gym. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. We're at halftime. 41-29 is the Streaks' lead. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Well, the Streaks with a couple of players in double figures, both with 14 points. Shaylee Florine with 14 points, 4 baskets, 6 for 6 from the free throw line. 14 points also for Kayla Townsell, including a couple of three-pointers, 3 two-pointers, and 2 for 3 from the line. 4 points for Raina Gully, all from 4 for 4 on the from the line. 6 points for Lexi Daniels on a couple of threes. 3 points for Kylie Townsend on a basket, 1 for 2 from the line. Streaks with 4 threes in the first half. Shot very well from the line again after not getting there that much last night. I think they were 7 for 11 last night, already 13 for 15 in the first half. For the Senators, nobody in double figures. 7 points for Montiana Pulliam to lead the way. Let's see, also 7 for Sarah Cross on a 3, a 2, and a couple of free throws. 2 points apiece for Kyra Webster and Ellie Brandt. 3 points for Brooklyn Crum on a 3 early in the game. 4 for Abby Rash. 2 points for Ozzy Arawele. And 2 points for Michaela Richardson on a couple of free throws. 9 for 11 from the line for Springfield. And a couple of three-pointers in that first half.
Well, obviously we knew that the level of competition was going to go up, and that's exactly what it did do. Streaks have been used to forcing double-digit turnovers in the first half. Did not happen this afternoon, as Springfield only turned the ball over 5 times. Streaks only turned it over 5 as well. Streaks have a narrow edge on the rebounding battle, 17-15. Both teams at 4 offensive rebounds apiece. Streaks are shooting it 12 of 25 from the field, 4 of 8 from distance. Springfield is 9 of 25, 2 of 6 from long range.
Streaks with the basketball to start the second half. Again, our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Reyna down to the right block to Shaley. Turns up off the glass and in. She's got 16. Nice job again getting that set up. Nice seal by Shaley on the good entry feed from Reyna Gully. 43-29 streaks. This is cross out on the right side. Right baseline to Pulliam. Working against Shaley. Now right wing. This is Crum. Back to Pulliam. She'll fire the three. Made that one. Shaley jumped out at her, but, well, now Pulliam showed she can hit that shot. She's got 10, 43-32 streaks. Right wing, Shaley with it, outside the three-point arc. To Kylie Townsend, now to Reyna Gully, top of the key. Reyna missed Shaley there, now looks back to the right, and she'll reset. Dribbles right, gets a pick from Kylie Townsend, hesitates. Now a nice bounce for Kylie, got knocked away, though. Kylie picks it up, back to Reyna. Penetrates, stops, pulls up with a 10-footer, might have been partially blocked by Pulliam. And it's Crum cutting up with a rebound. Crum on the run. Left side goes to the wing. Cut off by Kayla Townsend. Now this is Webster. Right wing to Cross. Cross swings it over to Pulliam on the left wing. Top of the key goes to Webster. Now left wing, it's Pulliam again. Bounces for Brandt in the paint. And a nice triple team, and she traveled with it. Shaley dropped back there. Kayla Townsend and Kylie Townsend both back there. And Brandt picked up the pivot foot, and the Streaks get it back on the Springfield turnover. 6:36 to play, third quarter, 43-32, Galesburg lead.
Both teams are coming off aggressively. Streaks going back into Shaley. Another nice entry pass and finish by Shaley. There's another two for her. Good pass by Kayla Townsend to get it inside.
And a nice job by Shaley, kind of taking the contact from Pulliam, getting it up and in. She's got 16, 45-32 streaks. Cross out high left side. High post, it goes to Brandt. Turns, faces up, and now tied up. Ooh, that was a foul called on Lexi Daniels. Brandt turned and handed the ball to Lexi Daniels. Lexi grabbed it, and I thought it was going to be a quick whistle for a jump ball, but he called a foul on Lexi. Ooh, that was a tough one. Second on Lexi, first team foul of the second half on the Streaks. I mean, she literally just, that's why as a post player, you don't take the ball down near your waist and give the shorter players a chance. And now Reyna Gully with a steal on the inbound. Reyna behind the back dribble, picks up, looks for help. Now it's knocked away. She gets knocked to the floor, no call, and able to from her back, got it to Kayla Townsend. Great job by Reyna, great hustle. Kylie Townsend left wing, back to Reyna between the circles. Reyna with it, looks, gets picked from Shaley, cuts back to the left, kicks out to Kayla Townsend. Left baseline three is no good. Rebound comes out long to Cross, and she's going to get a layup out of this one, lays it up and got it.
Good hustle there by Cross. She got the ball, picked it up on the full sprint, and was able to beat everybody else on the floor.
She's got nine, cut it to an 11-point lead, 45-34 streaks. Right wing, Reyna Gully with it. Now to Lexi, top of the key. She'll dribble right, pull it back out between the circles, and picks up her dribble. Now gets to Shaley on high left side, left wing, Kayla Townsend. She'll dribble back to the right to Shaley, mid post, and Brandt's going to reach over the top and push her. And Ellie Brandt, her first foul of the ball game, or no, her second, I'm sorry. And the Streaks will have it on the left baseline, 5:20 to play in the third. Inbounding is Kayla Townsend. Reyna between the circles. Now Shaley with it on high right side to Kylie Townsend. Now Reyna on the left wing. Gets to Shaley down the left block, turns, puts it up, and missed it. And I don't know if maybe Brandt got a piece of it or not. Webster, right baseline to Cross. Swing it, and it's stolen by Kayla Townsend. Kayla with one person to beat, lays it up, and come up short with it.
Well, she was intimidated by Pulliam being down there. She's just got to take it up, and if she gets blocked, she gets blocked. But she tried to avoid contact. And so she pulled back and left the ball short.
Now Webster drives right side, and Shaley's going to get called for a foul with a body on that one. That'll be her second foul. So it will be Kyra Webster going to the free throw line with two shots. 4:46 to play in the third. Streaks leading 45-34. So Kyra Webster, a 5'8 senior, going to the free throw line for Springfield.
First one up and short. She left off the front of the rim.
And we've got a couple of subs as Emily Meinert, Kaylin Boyson will give Shaley Florine and Reyna Gully a rest. 4:46 to play here in the third. To go back and look at what the schedule is going to be now as Webster hit the second shot because there was a change in the schedule today with all the weather. I believe that Knoxville is going to go ahead and play East Peoria in the next game here this afternoon, and I think that'll be the final game of the day.
Well, I saw the East Peoria girls still here.
Yeah.
So Streaks try to get the ball inside. Gets poked away. Goes out of bounds. Streaks retain possession.
Kayla Townsend will inbound from the right baseline. 4:32 to play in the third quarter. And it comes to Kaylin Boydston. And she'll bring it out between the circles and set for the Streaks. 10-point lead for Galesburg now. Kylie Towns at top of the key to Kaylin Boydston. Backdoor pass to Emily Miner. Gets pushed out of the lane. No call, but able to bring it down. Gets to Lexi. Now Kaylin out high on the right side. Now it's Kylie Towns a lot high on the left side. Gets to Emily Miner. Top of the key. Dribbles right and gets to Kaylin. Now top of the key, Lexi Daniels. And the cross is not going to let her get free for an attempted three. Now Kayla Townsend gets bumped by Crum, almost bumped into the backcourt. And that's going to be a foul on Brooklyn Crum. That's her third foul. And quickly, Brad Scheffler gets Ashley Robinson in, a 5'3 sophomore, to replace Crum. Also back in for the Streaks, Shaylee Florine and Raina Gully replacing Kylie Townsend and Kayla Townsend. Raina Gully right of the center circle. Now Shaylee gives to Kaylin on the left wing. Left baseline, it is Lexi. Now gives to Shaylee on the left baseline. Gets in, up and under, pulling him. Can't get the shot to fall. And coming down with it is Webster. Knocked away, though, by Kaylin Boydston. Now it should go to the Streaks. It went off of cross last, and yes, it does go to the Streaks. It went out of bounds just in front of the Galesburg bench.
Who shot the last one for the Streaks?
Shaylee.
Shaylee.
Drove the baseline there, tried to get up and under Pulliam, came up a little bit short with it. This is Raina Gully to Shaylee on high left side. Now it's Emily Miner on high right side. Raina on the right wing. Dribbles left. Pulls back. Pulls up with an 18-footer. Oh, bounces off. No good. Right on target from our angle. I thought it was going to go in just a little bit short. Right wing. This is Robinson. Drives down the right side. Up over Shaylee. Can't hit. Rebound, though, comes down to Rash. She can't hit, but a foul's going to be called, I believe, Emily Miner.
Yeah, I think so. Emily was in bad position to try to get a rebound. It is against Emily. And she was jumping up and down trying to get the rebound. And once she got herself in that bad position, any contact, she was going to get called for a foul.
So that's her first foul, 13 foul on the Streaks. Rash to the free throw line, the 5'11 freshman, and hits the first. She's got 5 points now, had four in the first half, including 2 for 2 from the line. 3:33 to play, third quarter. Streaks leading now by 9, 45-36. Springfield slowly creeping back into this one.
Yeah, I don't think it's been down a single digit since the first quarter.
As Rash hits the second.
Looks like 20 to 12 was the last time this was under single digits.
Raina with it.
Double digits.
Down the right side of the lane. Up off the glass. Can't hit it. Emily Miner tipped the rebound up. Couldn't bring it in. And Robinson comes up. Well, the Streaks have gotten some shots at it, just not falling the way they were in the first half. Webster on the dribble out high. Gets to cross left of the center circle. Now it is Cross looking for help. Puts it on the floor. Gets to Pulliam left wing. She'll shoot a set shot there. The three-pointer no good, but Rash down with a rebound. Gets it inside to Webster with the left hand, no good. And Raina Gully with a rebound. Raina will take it herself across midcourt in the center circle. Hesitates right down the middle. Put it up. Oh, bounced off back of the iron, no good. And Raina, she got poked in the eye or something, kind of grabbed her head there. Quickly back the other way. Robinson now pulling him, top of the key to Webster. 2:38 to play, third quarter. Pulliam in the paint, kicks it out to Robinson right wing. Back to Pulliam at the high post right side. She's going to spin into the paint. Saw that one coming, and Shaylee blocks the shot. It's going to go out of bounds. That one kind of happened in slow motion. You can see the wheels turning in Pulliam as she started to go. You knew she was going to spin back into the paint there.
Yeah, and right when she had that opportunity, she got it up. And luckily for the Streaks, the no foul called. Sometimes when you get that kind of entanglement in there, you see a foul called.
Webster with a three from the left wing. That bounce, ooh, thought it was going to bounce off and hit both sides of the rim and then fell through. So Kyra Webster with a three and make it 45-40 with 2:13 to play in the third quarter. And becoming a ball game here this afternoon. Right wing, Kaylin Boydston and Evan Massey calls the timeout with 2:08 to play. And this is a 30.
Oh, 30.
Changed, I thought he was going to go full first, but he changed his mindset of 30. So
this came feeling a little reminiscent of last year, Tom.
Yeah.
Last year, after one quarter of play, Streaks had a three-point lead, 14-point lead at half. Then Springfield slowly crept back into it, got to an 11-point lead after three, and then end of the game, if Streak fans remember, Streaks were able to barely hold on to a one-point win as a furious comeback by Springfield late in that fourth quarter. Streaks walked away with a 55-54 win, but it was not by any means an easy one.
Well, the difference so far in the second half is although Springfield likes to get up and down the court, that was not successful for them in the first half. The Streaks were dominating that way, and they have really slowed the pace down.
Yeah.
And they've been better in the half court in this third quarter than the Streaks have.
Right. And the Streaks are getting their shots. They're just not hitting them. And that's going to be a big issue. And I wouldn't be surprised to see the Streaks try to go to something set here to get a good look right away, maybe for Shaylee or Lexi.
Reyna with it, right wing to Kylie Townsend. Top of the key, it's Shaylee. Now to Reyna, top of the key on the left side. She looks over the defense, and she's going to bring it back to the right. Now gives to Lexi out high on the right side. Now to Reyna between the circles. They're looking to get Shaylee posted up. Now she gets a pick from Shaylee at the high post. Reyna pulls up on the wing, picks up and gives to Kylie Townsend, top of the key. Left wing to Lexi. Cross closes out on her, though. Now it's Shaylee, top of the key, to Kayla Townsend. Dribbles left, pick from Lexi, stops at the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Kylie Townsend, left wing to Reyna. 1:34 to play. Reyna soft fires a three left side. Good! First basket of the ball game for Reyna Gully. She's got seven. They get 48-40. That was a big one. Streaks needed a bucket there and got a three from Reyna Gully. Webster left of the center circle. 1:17 to play in the quarter. Picks up, gives out high right side to Cross. In the paint, it goes to Rash. Nice dump down to Pulliam, and Shaylee standing there with her arms up, but she had kind of lean in and bump her a little bit, and Shaylee picks up her third foul now, and Pulliam's going to go to the free throw line with a two-shot foul. And a nice job by Rash, the freshman, made the nice dump down there to Pulliam.
First one up, and that one's off the back iron for Pulliam, so...
109 to play. Crum checking back in. She's got, let's see, Crum's got three fouls. She's checking back in with 109 to play in the third quarter, replacing Webster. So, Montiana Pulliam, second shot is up and good. So, Pulliam with 11 in the ball game, 48-41 Streaks. Kylie Townsend down the right side of the lane, pulls up with a 10-footer, can't hit. Shaylee tips the rebound up, and it's knocked away by Pulliam, who actually saves it in bounds to Rash. Now it's Crum across midcourt left side, one on three. Wisely pulls it back, and she was cut off by Kayla Townsend. Now Pulliam with a 18-footer from straight on, made it. Just turned and fired that one up.
Well, she's starting to make her presence felt in this game. She was not allowed to start due to missing the practice, but... Now that she's been in there, she's done a great job.
Now Kylie Townsend was fouled by Pulliam. Well, I thought Kylie did a good job. Pulliam started with her hands straight up, but then she kind of put them
down
toward Kylie.
Yep.
She went for the shot, so Kylie's arm went up into her, and you're always going to get that foul called. So nice job by nice pass from Reyna to Kylie, and they're posted up. And initially she was posted up against Crum, but turned, and there was Pulliam. So Kylie Townsend will go to the free throw line with two shots. And for Pulliam, that's just her first foul of the ball game.
Second.
She's got 13 points. Or second, I'm sorry. And she's got 13 points.
Well, and you know, we talked about it earlier with the play with Shaylee, where Shaylee kind of brought her arms down, and that's exactly what happened there. And even if she didn't get a lot of arm, that's going to get called a lot.
Kylie made the first, missed the second, 49-43, 24 seconds to play in the third. Cross on the dribble left of the center circle against Reyna Gully. Nearly lost the handle. Now able to pick up.
Well,
that should have been a
double
dribble. She picked it up with both hands, and the official shaking his head no. We could see it. It was right in front of him. Wow. So Cross, Reyna had not even gotten a hand on. She lost the dribble, picked it up with both hands, and dribbled again.
Now,
and
Lexi's,
Coach Massey on the far side of the floor saw it.
Lexi gets called for her third foul on a bump on the sideline.
Wow, I don't know how he missed that. I mean, she literally grabbed it with both hands and bounced it again. So Cross will inbound from in front of the Springfield bench to Rash on the right baseline. Down on the blocks, this is Pulliam. Spins into the paint. Nice move. Put it up and in. She's got 15. And the third quarter comes to an end. Down to a four-point lead now. After three, it is Galesburg 49, Springfield 45. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
Everywhere you look in your house, there's a project waiting to be done. When you have a day off, tearing up the house is the last thing you want to do. So call Courtright Construction and let them handle everything. From that doorknob that needs to be fixed to the entire kitchen remodel. When it comes to residential and commercial projects, they've got you covered start to finish. They can even build you that new house. Heating, cooling, electrical, plumbing. When you call Courtright Construction of Oneida, you're getting the whole package. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
From the WGIL studio, I'm Nick Simpson, reminding you that the 32nd annual Harvest Time Share-a-thon is continuing until 6 o'clock tonight, even during our GHS game right now. To make your pledge, call 342-9194. The goal for this year is $50,000. Currently, we are at $41,270. Once again, to make your pledge, call 342-9194. Back to Tom and Eric at the GHS girls basketball game.
Back here at John Field Gym, Streaks doubled up in that third quarter. They were outscored 16-8, but lead 49-45. Springfield with the ball to start the fourth quarter. They stepped on the far sideline, so the Streaks will get it back on the turnover. Kylie Townsend to Shaley Florine on high right side, right wing to Raina Gully. Raina dribbles left, stops, bounces for Shaley down on the block, gets inside. Pulliam lays it up and in.
That's what the Streaks need right there. Aggressive move by Shaley and gets on the board.
Shaley with 20 now. They get 51-45. Right wing, this is Webster against Kayla Townsend. Goes baseline, and nobody came for the weak side. She laid it up and in. 51-47.
You can't give it right back, though.
Raina Gully with it. Right wing to Shaley. Now to Kylie Townsend. To Raina, top of the key. Over the top pass to Shaley. Put it up and in, and she's fouled. Boy, Raina threaded the needle on that pass to Shaley. I didn't think it was going to get through. The foul goes against Webster. Shaley was almost right under the basket, it looked like, was able to get it up over the rim and in. Webster picked up the foul. Shaley with a chance at the traditional three-point play. 7 minutes to play here in the third, or in the ball game. Streaks lead 53-47, and a rare miss by Shaley Florine, her second of the season from the free throw line.
And it barely missed, too. It rattled in and then came back out.
This is Crum on the dribble between the circles, working against Raina Gully. Right wing, it goes to Robinson. Top of the key, this is Webster. Webster dribbles right and gives to Pulliam out high on the left side. And she'll dribble right, and she's going to didn't spin back that time, did an up and under, high off the glass and in.
Two good post players going at each other right now.
Lexi right wing to Shaley down on the right block. She's going to spin back into the paint. Left-handed baby hook. Oh, rolls off, no good. Rebound comes down to the Senators. This is Robinson with it. Cross midcourt right side, gives to Webster. Now it's Crum with it. Top of the key, left wing to Robinson. Stops and gives back to Crum, top of the key, and she'll bring it back out between the circles with just over 6 minutes to play. 53-49 Streaks. Webster picks up out high right side. This is Crum. Over the top pass to Rash, and just was able to get it over the outstretched arms of Kylie and Kayla Townsend. And Rash gets behind the defense, lays it up and in, and make it 53-51. Down to a two-point game with 5:46 to play. Now, Kylie Townsend nearly has her pocket picked, and there's a tie-up. Kylie hustled and got back tied up with Robinson. Possession arrow fortunately points toward the Streaks.
Streaks' lead hasn't been this small since it was 11-10. So 53-51. 5:43 left to go in regulation. Streaks holding on right now, but they're going to have to generate some offense here if they're going to win this game.
Inbound comes to Lexi Daniels, left wing. Lexi with a couple of threes early, and she really hadn't even had a chance to get another one off. They've been defending her well out of this man-to-man.
Well, we haven't heard from Kayla in a while either.
Right.
She had 14 points in the first half, hasn't scored yet in this half.
Now an over and back against the Streaks as the pass was a little bit low. Kylie Townsend couldn't hang on and ran it down in the backcourt. It's going to go back to Springfield. So they've had a chance to tie or take the lead with a three with 5:27 to play. And they're trying to decide where they're going to inbound. And they're going to do it on the baseline. I thought that should have been out.
Sideline, yeah.
Yeah.
Usually, I think. And
because she was outside about the three-point arc, top of the key, when Kylie recovered it. Maybe not, though. Emily Miner's going to check in. She'll replace Kylie Townsend. 5:27 to play. Webster will inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Cross on the right baseline. Back to Webster down on the block. Puts it up, no, but a foul is going to be called on either Shaley or Emily Minert. If it's Shaley, it's her fourth. Goes against Emily Minert. That's her third. Webster goes to the free throw line. She's 3 for 4 on the afternoon. 53-51, Streaks lead, 5:24 to play. Kyra Webster at the free throw line for Springfield. First shot is perfect. Webster, 5'8", and a senior for Coach Brad Scheffler. Streaks now with a one-point lead. Springfield a chance to tie, and they do, as the second one is good. And we are tied at 53. 5:20 to play. As Eric said, Streaks need to get some offense going. Emily Minert left wing to Shaley, top of the key. Out high right side to Reyna. Now it's Kayla Townsend to Shaley down on the left block. Turns, faces, gets it up around, pulling him up off the glass and in. Nice move by Shaley. Got it with the right hand behind the outstretched arms of Pulliam. Make it 55-53. Shaley with 24. Pulliam with 17. Pulliam with a right wing. Nice crossover, dribbled in between the legs and tried to bounce for Rash. Nice job by Raina Gully. Came with a weak side defense to help out and knock that one out of bounds.
Yeah, good job seeing that on the weak side. She was able to get in and get just enough of the ball to knock it away.
Inbound to Cross on the right wing. She'll penetrate. Kicks out to Pulliam, left wing. Shoots it flat-footed from the three-point line, falling backwards.
Oh, what a great play by Rash.
Yeah. She airballed it, falling backwards, flat-footed, but Rash got there as Kayla Townsend was trying to block Cross off to let it fall out of bounds, and Rash threw it off of Kayla. Right baseline, Webster for three. That's off the mark. Rolls off the top of the glass.
Yeah, that should have been a... violation, I think.
That's what I thought. I thought that was out of bounds, but Shaley gets a rebound. Now it's Reyna Gully. I thought the side is in play, but the back, I thought, was out of play. Reyna down the right side of the line, leans in, takes some contact, no call. Rebound tipped up, and Pulliam brings it down. Now it's Webster.
13th rebound for Pulliam in the game.
Crum, right wing with it, on the dribble against Lexi. Looking. Now gets it to Pulliam out high right side, and a... ball knocked away by Kylie Townsville.
And she's going to get called for a push. She tried to get one last swipe at the ball, and Webster did a nice job taking the angle away from her, stepping in front of her in a bump, and that fell.
Kayla got her second foul on that, and that's the 17th foul, so that's going to put Springfield at the free throw line. It'll be Kyra Webster who just hit two. She's 5 for 6 from the line. 4:05 to play. Streaks with a 55-53 lead. Kyra Webster at the line. First one is up. That is good, and she'll get the bonus.
And we're going to get Emily Minert and Rash getting talked to. I think there was a little too much contact to the officials pleasing there.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I thought maybe they just both tripped. The second one, no good. Shaley with a rebound. Outlet to Reyna. Reyna on the dribble. She'll bring it down and set it up for the Streaks. To Shaley out high left side. Now Emily Minert right side, right wing to Reyna. Goes right baseline and foul's going to be called. Crum reached in and that's going to be her
fourth
foul.
And I wasn't so sure about that one, Tom, because it looked like she did a nice job wrapping around to knock the ball away, but that is not the call by the official.
As Kylie Townsend will check in. And she will replace Emily Minert. I'm not sure if the official was talking to Emily about something on her shoe. I don't know what that was, but Kylie Townsend coming in anyway. Kayla Townsend will inbound from the right baseline. Streaks with a 55-54 lead, 3:52 to play. And it comes to Shaley on the right block, up off the glass, no, but a push by Pulliam. Shaley's going to go to the free throw line.
And more, just as important is the fact that that's Pulliam's third. We only have 3:50 left, but that can be an eternity. And if Pulliam's got three fouls, that's a good sign.
Pulliam with 17 in the game. Shaley's first shot is up, and ooh, missed again. Two in a row, she's missed. A bit of a surprise, only the third miss of the season for Shaley. 3:50 to play, 55-54. Streaks lead. Shaley Florida at the free throw line, 6-1 senior. Second shot is good. Shaley with 25 in the ball game. Webster runs it across midcourt, and it's stolen away from behind by Kayla Townsend. Has to save it in bounds, and Kylie Townsend picks it up. Great hustle. Now Kylie got pushed out of bounds. They don't make the call, and they're giving the ball to Springfield. I mean, the ball, it went off Kylie Townsend, but she got pushed out of bounds. I think it was Rash that bumped her out of bounds right in front of the official, and it goes back to Springfield. Unfortunately, a great hustle by Kayla Townsend, though, defensively. Inbound knocked away by Lexi. And they're going to inbound on the right side this time. Wow, that was an unfortunate play. I mean, because Kylie Townsville had it and got pushed out of bounds. And it comes to Crum. Free throw line, gives to Rash down the left block. And Shaley with a clean block and gets called for her fourth foul.
And she was straight up and down. And
yeah.
Everything you ask her to do.
Same official on both plays. My goodness. 56-54 streak. So Shaley picks up her fourth foul. And the freshman Rash will go to the free throw line with two shots. She's 4-for-4 this afternoon. And in and out on that one. 3:34 to play. 56-54 streaks lead. Well, you knew as hard as the Springfield team played in that first half, you knew they weren't going to just go away.
Right, exactly.
Second one for Ash. In and out, no good. Nice block out by Kylie Townsend for the rebound. Outlet to Reyna. She'll bring it across right of the center circle. Dribbles left, picks up and gives to Shaley between the circles. Now to Kayla out high on the right side. Kayla drives right to baseline, up off the glass, too strong, rebound to Rash. Got a good look at it, just too strong with a shot. Now it's Webster with it, right of the center circle. Right wing, it goes to Cross. They're going to post up Pulliam. She spins into the paint and dumps it off to Rash. She missed the shot, but a bump from behind. And
I think this is going on Kylie because she was doubling up on Pulliam and kind of turned around into Rash, and Rash will go back to the free throw line.
Yeah, Kylie Townsend, actually less of a bump there than when she got knocked out of bounds. So Rash goes back for two more shots here with 3:03 to play in the ballgame. First shot bounces around and falls through. Streaks lead it now 56-55, 3:03 to play. That was the third foul on Kylie Townsend. Second shot up and good as well for Rash, and we are tied at 56. Under 3 minutes to play in the ball game, and
this should be a bump. Yeah. It will be, and this is going to go.
Is that Crum? Oh no, that's Cross.
Cross,
and that is her third foul now.
Reyna heading to the free throw line where she's had a good day. She's been there for four shots, and she's made four shots.
First one away, bounces around and falls off. Rebound tipped around, and Reyna pulls it down. Great job by the Streaks. Shaley and the Kylie Townsville keeping it alive. We're tied at 56, 2:45 to play. Reyna Gully in the center circle. Dribbles left, now back to the right, stops, top of the key, hesitates, now spins into the paint. Nice, tried to dump it off to Shaley and Pulliam there to block the pass away. Webster comes up with it down the right side, knocked away from behind by Kayla Townsville. Couldn't hold on to the dribble, though. Nice hustle, but the ball goes out of bounds and go back to Springfield with 2:32 to play. 56-56, Webster to inbound, right baseline. Out high it comes to Crum on the dribble against Reyna Gully in front of the Springfield bench, knocked away by Reyna, and it goes out of bounds, and Crum will inbound in front of the Senators' bench.
Well, it looked like Crum wanted a post-up for Pulliam inside, and so watch for that coming back, and we're going to get a full timeout called by Coach Scheffler.
2:27 to play. We'll take a timeout as well. It is Galesburg 56, Springfield 56. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Have you ever compared football to your auto insurance? One fumble can cost you the game. And with auto insurance, not having the right amount of coverage is a weak offensive line. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance in Galesburg. We'll make sure you have deductibles you're comfortable with, so no matter what play is made, you'll avoid the tackle. And our money-saving auto home discount is an automatic first down. Stop by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street and find out why Craddy and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the game-winning touchdown.
Due to the weather, the Galesburg High School girls basketball game with Springfield has been moved up to 1 o'clock. We'll have a 12:40 pregame. I'm Tom Meredith. I'll be there with Eric Gibson right here on WGIL. Back here at John Thiel Gym, 2:27 to play. We are tied at 56. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, Silver Street girls basketball. Glad to have you along with us. Final first weekend of the Thanksgiving tournament. Things got changed around due to the weather. United Township didn't come. Dunlap didn't come. And so only three games here today. East Peoria playing two of those three. Right now the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Springfield Senators tied at 56 with 2:20 to play. Pulling a backdoor pass to Webster, lays it up and good. So Springfield with a first lead since early in the ball game.
Since it was 7-6.
2:11 to play, Streaks trail 58-56. Left wing, Kylie Townsville. Shaley, top of the key. Raina Gully with it. Now to Kayla Townsend, left wing for three. It's good! She had been quiet for a while, as you mentioned, Eric. And her third three of the ball game, she's got 17, 59, 58 streaks, 1:52 to play.
First point since the first half.
And the first three-pointer, Lexi or Raina had one in the third. Pulliam between the circles, 59-58 streaks. This is Crum with it, left wing to Cross. Bounces for Pulliam in the paint, spins to the right, lay it up and good. Shaley had to kind of back off of there because you don't want to pick up that fifth foul. Make it 60-59. Springfield, 1:28 to play. Shaley, top of the key, right wing to Raina. Got it to try to get to Kylie Townsville, and Kylie from her back is able to throw it out high, and Lexi picked it up.
Not sure how it was going to travel, though.
Now a bounce from Raina to Shaley, lays it up, no good, but she's fouled. Boy, a great bounce pass from Raina to Shaley. Shaley kind of bobbled it on the way up, was able to kind of gather it on the way up, couldn't quite get the shot to foul, but the foul goes against Rash. That's her fourth now, and Shaley to the free throw line for two shots to give the Streaks a chance to tie and possibly take the lead with 1:11 to play.
Coach Scheffler still upset about the non-call and the travel by Kylie. It looked from our angle like she took it to the ground with her, but I saw the official just make the gesture that she was bobbling it, so that was the call from the officiating crew.
Shaley hits the first. Second one is good as well, so the Streaks retake the lead. 61-60, 1:07 to play. Webster to bring it up for Springfield. Across midcourt, left to the center circle, working against Kayla Townsend. Dribbles right, cut off, looks for help. They're trying to get Pulliam posted up in there. Now it's Crum. Back to Webster out high right side. Shaley doing a nice job getting around and fronting Pulliam. Now it is Cross. Great job by Shaley down on the block. Now it goes into Cross.
Three seconds called
on Pulliam. Great job by Shaley on the defense. My goodness.
Yeah, she never moved.
Nope. 61-60, Streaks 44.9 to play. Streaks are going to need to hit some free throws more than likely. Oh, and nearly throw it away. And, oh, boy, Raina took a shot from Pulliam. Raina was going up after a high pass, and Pulliam was coming after it like a defensive back, and I guess more like a linebacker in that case. And, Raina ran into her face first. And she's going to step right to the free throw line. That's 19 fouls on Springfield, so Raina's going to step up, and she'll have a one-and-bonus opportunity here.
Bad pass by Kayla. That's like leading your wide receiver over to the linebacker in the middle of the field.
Shot is up and good. She will get the bonus, making a two-point lead. And you hit this one. At least they can't take the lead. You could only tie it with a three. Raina Gully at the free throw line. Second one is good. So the Streaks now lead 63-60, 37 seconds to play. Webster going to bring it across. I don't know who they're going to look for. If Pulliam's going to try to fire a three, or they're going to look to post her up. Rash, top of the key, right wing, Webster. Webster drives baseline, leans in, up off the glass, and good. And cut it to a one-point lead, 63-60 with 22 seconds to play. And Coach Brad Scheffler calls timeout, and this is a 30-second timeout. So 22.1 to play. Streaks lead 63-62.
A tough call there at the other end for Pulliam. She's got four fouls now. And, you know, realistically, Raina just ran into her. And, you know, you've got to give her space to catch the ball. But at the same time, Pulliam had been there for a while. So she sits there with four fouls. You get a chance here. You know they're going to foul. If you can get the ball to Shaley, there's a chance you get Pulliam out of the game in a two-for-one, sending Shaley to the free throw line A, and B, getting Pulliam out of the game.
Yeah, and the Streaks, they have to take care of the ball. I mean, they were really lucky on that long pass that Raina was able to pull down and got the foul. You can't throw passes, lob a pass or throw a pass over the top like that.
Right.
You either need to get it up on the dribble or quick, crisp passes in the backcourt going middle to side or side to middle. All right, Streaks will bring the length of the court. Shaley will inbound. Full court pressure. Nobody's playing up on the ball, and she's got the run of the baseline. And it comes to Raina. Wow, that was a dangerous pass, too. Raina's able to run it down.
They haven't fouled yet.
17 to play. Now Kayla Townsville. Swing it over to Lexi, left wing with 13 to play. Raina between the circles, and she's fouled by Robinson, and that's one of those that should be an intentional foul because she wasn't really going to the ball. She was just trying to foul, but that's not the way they interpret the rule. So Raina's going to go to the free throw line. Two shots, as that's 10 team fouls now on Springfield. So two shots for Raina Gully. Streaks lead 63-62.
And a smart play by Coach Scheffler, he kept pulling him and Rash out of the game there because he knew there was a foul coming.
Reyna hits the first. 11.2 to play, back to a two-point lead. And here again is the important one that if you get this one, at least they can't take the lead on you. They can only tie it with a three. 11.2 to play. Streaks lead 64-62. Shaley and Kylie Townsville back in the backcourt. Second one up and good by Reyna Gully. 4-for-4 down the stretch here. And Evan Massey calls a timeout. And this is a full timeout. We'll take one as well. Streaks lead 65-62, 9.9 to play. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
To those who say, just as the sun rises in the east, so too must breakfast be enjoyed in the morning. McDonald's now says, yeah, we don't really agree with that. Introducing McDonald's new all-day breakfast menu. Now you can get a hot and freshly made Egg McMuffin sandwich, hash browns, and other delectable breakfast tastes day and night. It's time to start enjoying the breakfast you love anytime you wish. Breakfast items vary by location. Deliciousness doesn't.
From the WGIL studio, I'm Nick Simpson with a reminder that the 32nd annual Harvest Time Share-a-thon is continuing until 6 p.m. this evening, still going on during our basketball game right now. To make your pledge, call 342-9194. The goal for this year is $50,000. We are currently at $42,295. Once again, to make a pledge, call 342-9194. We'll now send you back to Tom and Eric at the GHS girls basketball game.
Back here at John Field Gym, 9.9 to play. Streaks lead 65-62. Full court pressure. Webster on the dribble against Kayla Townsville. Cross midcourt with 6. On the dribble with 5. Gets it to right baseline to Crum. Nearly traveled. The step back fires a 3. Off the mark. Rebound tipped up. And the Streaks win 65-62. Cross ended up with the ball, but not in time to get a shot up. What a nice game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Springfield Senators, both teams and even the fans of the other teams here are giving both teams a hand. A really nice basketball game, and the Streaks come out with a victory by a final of 65-62. We'll come back with our post-game show. We'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We'll run down our final stats, chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey as well. Streaks win at 65-62. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
What are you waiting for? Turn your dream project into reality when you call Courtright Construction for a free estimate. Let them help walk you through every aspect of your project, from start to finish. Whether you're contemplating new construction, a remodel, a new garage, or a room addition, they offer superior quality and exceptional value. Plus, they have lots of satisfied customers. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Galesburg Nissan's 5th annual Fill a Frontier Food Drive is going on now. 10 cans get you an additional $500 off your best deal on any vehicle purchase. You can save $1,000 and get 0% for 72 months on brand new Sentras. Or how about saving $2,000 plus 0% for 72 months on the best-selling Altima? The biggest deals of the year with our Fill a Frontier Food Drive to benefit Fish Food Pantry and the Galesburg Rescue Mission. Huge savings going on now at Galesburg Nissan, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Galesburg High School girls basketball is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs, Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930.
The official WGIL forecast, partly sunny for the rest of this afternoon. A high near 31, partly cloudy, colder tonight with a low 7 above with wind chill readings as cold as 6 below. Mostly sunny, a high 32 tomorrow, lowest wind chill readings in the morning, 4 below to 6 above. And then tomorrow night, clear, not as cold, a low 25. Monday, sunny and warmer, a high near 40. Right now in downtown Galesburg, it's 29 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Acura John Field Gym, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks come out with the victory here this afternoon. It was a tight one. They beat the Springfield Senators by a score of 65-62. Exciting. Streaks had gotten up to, what, 22-point lead? Or not quite. Were we at, did we get up to 20, 18 maybe?
Let's see.
In that second quarter? Well, it was 41-29 at the half, and I guess we didn't get quite that far up.
No, it looks like the biggest lead we had was at 39-22.
Okay, so.
So that would have been a 17-point lead.
But Springfield fought and clawed their way back into it in that third quarter. In fact, even took the lead in the fourth. They outscored Galesburg, doubled them up in the third, 16-8. And then the Streaks outscore Springfield 16-7 in that fourth quarter and come out with a victory, 65-62, the final. Let's go ahead and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And this time around, we're going to go with a young lady who, true crunch time, she was 8-for-9 from the free throw line in the ball game, hit 4-for-4 in the fourth quarter, big ones down the stretch. Raina Gully with 11 points, had a three-pointer in the third quarter, which was a big shot, and a 4-for-5 actually from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, 8-for-9 for the game. And Raina Gully, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Joining us now, Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better. Well, Coach, a quick start by Springfield. They jump out to a 5-0 lead, and you guys take your time, get back into it, and you're pretty much dominating in the up-and-down-the-court game and the fast break game. But you knew, as hard as that team was playing, you knew they weren't just going to go away in the second half.
I was pleased at the beginning that they jumped out on us and we were able to weather it. And, you know, we played as well then for a quarter and a half as we have all year. But that was offensively a lot of good things, a lot of really good things. And then I thought second half what happened to us is they're good defensively and they took away some things and we became impatient offensively that we went ahead – something we thought, well, normally I get a shot here, I'll take the shot, and we needed to just go on to something else. But to their credit, it was interesting. I thought in our first three games we had different individuals each night that had some composure issues, you know, something. There's a lot of stress of, you know, at the beginning of the year you want everything to happen and be good, and it didn't. And so there was some composure. I thought today when they make a run and they even take a lead that really impressive, like in the timeouts, there wasn't anybody whose heads down or they stuck through it.
Well, I talked about their girls playing hard. Your girls, same thing. I mean, never give up and kept fighting. And, you know, you talked about this the other night. You're going to see different defenses, so different things are going to happen for you offensively. Some nights it's going to be there for one player and not another. And early on you had Lexi hit a couple of threes. Kayla hit one in the first, one in the second. But you saw defensively they were just all over those two, and especially Lexi, and guarding her everywhere on the floor. She was not about to get an open look, and that didn't really happen. But that being the case, you had other girls step up and do things well, the penetration and getting Shaylee the ball in good position as well.
Right. I thought there were some times where Raina and Kayla and Kylie all did a nice thing and just had it rim off of going to the basket. Yeah. And that just kind of opened the door. They got back in with things. But tough matchup for Shaylee. The kid was very, very physical. Yeah. And then also what happens is the kid is going to go out in the perimeter with it, which then leaves, you know, Kylie to guard the 6'2 kid inside. So it wasn't a matchup that was great for us that way.
And, you know, we jumped out to the lead. I think it got up to 17 points in the second quarter. And as we said, we knew they weren't going to go away. And, you know, people might have been thinking if they were listening, well, maybe they're not that good a team. That was a really, really good basketball team you beat. And like you said, the kids kept their composure. Even late when they took a lead, you did a nice job. You come out of a timeout and set things up, and they're able to work it and not hurry things. I think that's a big thing when it comes down the stretch. They didn't get nervous like, oh, we got to hurry and try to get a basket. They took their time, ran their play.
I'd agree with you completely. I think the whole psychology when you have a big lead and it evaporates like that, there's just a frazzledness that you want to get that 17-point lead back in one possession. And I thought we did a nice job. And we actually, the one that Kayla got the three on, we ran it with the intent being to get Shay in the post up, but they didn't come out on Kayla, and she took the shot. And she wouldn't have done that two games ago, that having confidence that she's willing to do that.
Well, a nice win over a good team here this afternoon. Next time out, it's the Western Big Six opener, United Township. Of course, they did not make it down here today. They've had a coaching change there and have struggled a little bit to start the season. But you know, when you get into conference play, even early on, you got to be ready to play every time out.
Correct. We played them this summer, and I kind of thought the psychology there was a little bit that they had some kids that felt like they would have played and needed a new coach, and so there was an enthusiasm with it that way when they got in. But there definitely is not much in the way of love lost between our kids and their kids, so I think it'll be a battle.
Coach, congratulations on a nice victory here this afternoon. Stay warm and safe this weekend. We'll see you Tuesday night.
Yeah, I got to decide whether got time to jump in the car and go see Drake play.
Well, there you go. Good luck with that. Thanks, Coach. Yeah. That is Streets Head Coach Evan Massey. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together better. Again, our Days Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game, Raina Gully, 11 points in the game, had only one basket. That was a three-pointer in the third quarter, which was a key basket at that time. We talked about at that time that the Streaks needed to get a score. They did. And then down the stretch, 4-for-4 for the free throw line, and 4-for-5 in the fourth quarter. But late in the ball game, she was just ice water in her veins at the free throw line, and she puts four of them up to seal the victory. 11 points for Raina. And again, as always, she does a great job of running the show for the Streaks, finding Shaylee, finding the other players on the penetration, and taking her shots when she has them, and great job defensively as well against a pretty good ball handling team. So Raina Gully, again, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Streaks win it by a final of 65-62. We're going to take a timeout. We're going to come back and run down our post-game final stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Bless you. You're okay. Oh, honey, you're okay. Maybe you're not okay. People say moms know best, and they do. But sometimes they need a second opinion. When that happens, there's no better place to turn than to the OSF Medical Group and Galesburg Clinic. There you'll meet some of the area's top pediatricians, experts in helping your little ones feel all better again. Moms wish hugs and kisses could fix little sniffles, big owies, and everything in between. But when worst comes to worst, children need the best care possible. That's why our pediatricians are available day or night, even weekends. Plus, you'll have access to the entire OSF Healthcare Network for a wide variety of specialized care. Learn more about how OSF pediatricians can give you and your children care that's altogether better at osfgalesburgclinic.org/pediatrics.
Working for a bank that truly cares about its customers and our community. That's why I'm here. Hi, I'm Liz Miller, and I'm proud to announce that I have joined the number one mortgage team at F&M Bank. If you've been thinking about buying or refinancing, now is the time. Mortgage rates are still at historic lows. Stop by F&M Bank's Main Street location to see the mortgage experts. You'll be glad you did.
Your community, your money, your hometown bank. F&M Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, and by Caring Hands Animal Clinic. Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Bard Optical on Henderson Street.
Some people get up early on Black Friday to save hundreds on TVs and toasters. You, however, can choose a more civilized way to celebrate Black Friday and save thousands on a new vehicle from YEM in Galesburg. And you don't have to wait for that one day to save, because YEM's Black Friday sales event is going on all month long. Like a brand new 2015 Chevy Cruze. With 22% off, you'll save over $5,100. Take 22% off a new 2015 Chevy Camaro, and you'll save over $10,000. A new 2015 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT4x4. Save over $9,500. And with 22% off a new 2015 Chevy Malibu, you'll save nearly $6,000. And test drive a 2015 Chrysler 200 Limited. $2,500 in rebates and customer cash, plus 0% financing for 75 months. Just $319 a month. Why wait for just one day to save hundreds when you can shop the Black Friday event going on all month long and save thousands at YEM, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram, North Henderson, Galesburg. With approved credit, tax title, license extra. See YEM for details.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Back at John Thiel Gym, Tab Meredith, Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Springfield Senators 65-62 is the final score. Time to take a look at our post-game final stats, brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Galesburg. We'll start with the scoring for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Shaylee Foreen leading the way, 27 points, 9 baskets, 9 for 11 from the free throw line. 17 for Kayla Townsell, a new career high after 15 last night. She had 3 threes, 3 twos, and 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Raina Gully, as we mentioned, our day's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Raina with 11 points on the game, including 4 for 4 from the free throw line down the stretch. She was 8 of 9 from the line, 3-pointer as well in the third quarter in a key spot. Raina with 11, 6 points, only 5 players scored for the Streaks. 6 points for Lexi Gainers, a couple of threes early in the game, and they really tried to lock her down and did so the rest of the way. 4 points for Kylie Townsell. She had a basket and 2 for 4 from the free throw line. The Streaks 21 for 27 from the line, 6 three-pointers in the ball game. For Springfield, they were led by Montiana Pulliam with 20 points. She had a 3, 7 twos, and 3 for 3 from the line. 15 for Kyra Webster, 6 for 8 from the line, a 3 and 3 twos. 10 points for Abby Rash, the freshman, 6 for 8 from the line, a couple of baskets. 9 points for Sarah Cross, 3 points for Brooklyn Crum, 2 for Ellie Brandt, 2 apiece for Ozzy Arawele and Michaela Richardson. 19 for 25 from the line, 4 three-pointers for Springfield.
Well, team stat-wise, this game was tight, and you can tell so by the team stats. Turnovers at 8 for the Streaks, only 11 for Springfield. Like we talked about, most of the teams, or every game the Streaks have played so far this year, the other team has been around 20. So a little bit of a change there. Rebounding-wise, the Streaks, for the first time this year, have been out-rebounded, 33-22, including an 8-5 difference on the offensive boards. Streaks were out-rebounded in the second half, 18-5, and 4-1 on the offensive board. So a change there, and it wasn't because the Streaks were hitting a bunch of shots, because they didn't shoot as well in the second half as they did in the first half. The Streaks were 19 of 44 from the field, including 6 of 11 from downtown. Springfield was 20 of 44, 4 of 12 from distance. Some additional stats to what Tom told you about. Kaylin Boydson with a pair of assists, even though she didn't score. She did get in the score book. Kylie Townsell, 4 rebounds and an assist to go with her 4 points. Raina Gully had 6 assists, 1 steal, and 4 rebounds to go with her 11 points. Kayla Townsell, 2 assists, 2 steals, a block, and 2 rebounds to go with her new career high of 17 points. Lexi Daniels, a pair of assists and 3 rebounds to go with her 6 points. And Emily Miner had contributed a rebound, and Shaylee Florine contributed 7 rebounds and assists to go with her 27 points.
So Shaylee Florine, 27, 7 rebounds. Reyna with the 11 points, the 6 assists, steal, and 4 rebounds. A good all-around effort by the Streaks over, again, a really good basketball team they beat here this afternoon.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about early in the second half of this one, we talked about the fact that last year when these two teams met up, the Streaks eked out with a 1-point win after having a double-digit lead through most of the game. And that's exactly what happened in this one, too. So it'll be interesting. It's interesting to see that because, you know, to see two similar games played in consecutive years, you know, where's the correlation there? I think that Springfield really ratcheted up. I think one of the things that Coach Scheffler realized was that his press was not going to work against the Streaks because they were getting too many easy baskets off the break. And once he was able to, once he packed in his half-court defense, it made it a lot more difficult with the Streaks' lack of size compared to Springfield for them to get points.
Streaks win it here 65-62. They move to 4-0 on the season. Springfield drops to 1-1. Tuesday night, we'll be back with you here. And let's see, we'll be what? We'll be about a 6:10 pregame, 6:30 yep. scheduled tip-off as the conference games already start a little bit earlier. United Township will come to John Field Gym to open the Western Big Six season. Streaks win at 65-62. Thanks to our studio engineers here this afternoon, Chris McIntyre and Nick Simpson. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Erdos saying good afternoon from John Field Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.